vendors.
I'm new to the whole older Alaskan elderly issue. I'm a personnel management person. And I've noticed some things since I've taken this job. It's that there have been some really hard issues that just haven't been looked at. I don't think that we have the pleasure of continuing to ignore those hard issues. On the one hand, Department of Administration is charged with the responsibility of maintaining the existing Pioneer homes to an acceptable level, aesthetically and fiscally. On the other hand, the Older Alaskan Commission is supposed to do all the planning for all older Alaskan issues, meals, home health care, senior centers. They are prohibited by statute from looking into the Pioneer home situation. So here I am, I supervise these two entities that deal with the same constituency, but one can't marry up with the other. And that's something that the prior administration and legislature agreed to for whatever reasons. But we've got to come to the point where we have some policy direction on what causes a Pioneer home to exist. What issues do you look at before you vote that one needs to be in Kodiak or Bethel or Kenai or Home or any other place where we're not currently located? And I think that until we address those hard issues, we're going to be at a place where, for emotional reasons or otherwise, you say, yes, we need one because everyone loves and respects our older Alaskans, but in the next year we won't have enough money to keep our current homes open. So, we've just got to address those hard issues.
Any other questions from the committee?
And that's my concern. I'll call a question on the motion, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Ms. Anders.
Thank you.
There's a motion on the floor. Are there any objections to moving out the committee, or moving out of the committee with the individual recommendations? Is the objection still?
No.
You remove your objection. Hearing no objections, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Furness.
I move and request individual recommendation for passage of HB 249.
Passage or move out to the next
committee? Move out to the next committee, yes.
Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Moving further to come to the committee? Hearing none, adjourned.
This concludes the House State Affairs Teleconference. This is Tom, the moderator in Juneau. At this time, the network.